Across the country, many crop farmers are seeing the value of safety nets. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. For farmers like Terry McClure, who farms in Paulding County, Ohio, in the northwest corner of the state, this year's drought is reminiscent of 1988, except in 2012, the safety nets in place will help some make it through the challenges of a drought.
I was a younger farmer in 1988, certainly, and I've shared with my son and my son-in-law, who both farm there in Paulding County, the safety nets that we've worked so hard on are so important now. And I think people really realize them right now. The crop insurance is going to be so valuable to our farm communities. Because I remember after 88, it took years to get farms back to the point where they could be progressive. And we can't say enough about our safety nets. Now, is there going to be pain? Absolutely. And I know, and I've talking to some livestock folks in our area, just where are you going to find that corn come next March and March and April, when because we're going to be down substantially in our area. So the logistics on how we move the crop that we do have around is going to be so important, and we're really going to test our transportation system. We're going to really test out whether we have a delivery system to take ownership on the board and be able to take delivery. We're going to test out how real that is today, and the logistics is going to be a big challenge for the livestock folks.
You caught a couple of rains here recently. Were they enough to make any difference at all?
It's going to help the beans a lot. It's going to be a tale of two crops this year, I think, across the Midwest, and I'm hearing this everywhere. Corn, at least in our area and some other areas, pollinated under some really tough conditions, and we've got some very, very short corn. It'll still, rains will help with fill. We'll have a little larger kernel. But, the soybeans, it's amazing. We've gotten an inch or two of rain in the last week after going for what seemed like 5 to 6 weeks without. The beans doubled in height. It's that simple. I'm always amazed at a soybean's ability to grow, and we will always amaze ourselves with how much a crop ends up putting out. And then the plant always wants to produce, and it always wants to make seed. And we will be amazed when we get there. We're always a little surprised at what we have, but it's been a challenge.
Terry McClure. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.